As we've heard, no one yet knows the source of Europe's E. coli outbreak, but such germs are often spread through poor sanitation, and that's a chronic problem around the world. By some estimates, more than 2 billion people lack basic sanitation. Governments and charities have largely failed to fill that gap. But now some business students at MIT think they've found a solution. They've just won a $100,000 prize that says their new idea for a sanitation business makes sense. Here's the world's Jason Margolis with the final installment of this week's Toilet Tales.
In the next few weeks, thousands of freshly minted MBA grads from the nation's top business schools will be heading off for six-figure salaries at investment banks and tech startups. Then there are the handful of students from the MIT Sloan School of Management who will be heading to the slums of Nairobi to build toilets.
This is no different than working in a startup in Silicon Valley. Initially, the salaries aren't market rate.
That's Ani Vallabhaneni, who's part of a multidisciplinary team from MIT that's launching the company Sanergy, a contraction of sanitation and energy. Vallabhaneni hopes there will be a bigger payoff down the road, and others seem to agree. Their business plan for turning a public health crisis into an economic opportunity wowed the judges at this year's MIT Entrepreneurship Competition, snagging the top $100,000 prize. Vallabhaneni says the idea was hatched when he and fellow MIT students studied sanitation conditions in places like Kenya. In parts of Nairobi, for instance, many people defecate in plastic bags and then throw the bags on the street. Others pay 6 cents to use makeshift bathrooms.
Typically, they're just holes in the ground with plastic sheeting around. What that shows you in terms of the fact that they're paying to use unhygienic pit toilets is that there's a big value for privacy and dignity.
Vallabhaneni says he thinks people will pay that same 6 cents to use Sanergy toilets, essentially modified porta-potties. They're far from glamorous, but a huge step up from current conditions. It will cost Sanergy about $200 to build each toilet. Then they'll turn around and sell it to a Nairobi resident for $400. At 6 cents a visit, Sanergy projects the new small business owner, essentially a franchisee, can make back his or her investment in about 4 months. But that's just the start of the business model.
You build a toilet, and then what? It fills up, and then what? Right? There's no way to actually treat and dispose of the waste. So you actually need to build out the entire sanitation value chain to effectively tackle this problem.
It's that phrase, the sanitation value chain, that perhaps sums up the inspiration behind the new company. Where others see a problem, the students behind Sanergy see a resource. Lindsay Stradley, another member of the Sanergy team, explains the next step.
The Sanergy employees each day would collect the waste from each toilet and bring it to a central location.
The company will charge the franchisee about $6 a month to take the waste to a processing facility.
Which then leads to the third part, which is conversion. So converting that waste into electricity and fertilizer that we can sell.
And this is where the company believes there's real money to be made. Part of the waste can be converted into biogas, essentially methane, which can then be burned to generate electricity. Some of it can also be converted into fertilizer. Both are badly needed resources in this part of the world. There's no great technological breakthrough in any of this. Instead, it was the combination of a solid business plan with solutions to numerous development problems that impressed the MIT judges. The school's entrepreneurship competition is one of the oldest and most prestigious such contests in the world. Since it began in 1989, it's helped start more than 150 companies, now worth some $16 billion collectively. But this is only the second time a company with a true social mission was chosen as the winner. Tim Rowe was a judge this year. He founded the Cambridge Innovation Center.
We didn't give the prize because these guys are doing something great for the world or better for the world than the other guys. That wasn't our challenge as judges. Our challenge was to look at each of these as a standalone business and say, what has the biggest chance of significant success? The fact that they're making money at this is what makes it likely to succeed.
Rule number one in business, make money. Conquering a problem that governments and charities have failed to solve won't be easy. Barreau believes that the market can stand up where other solutions have failed.
It's not like the old-fashioned, hey, we're going to try to give some wheat to starving people in Africa. That works this year, but then what about next year? It doesn't make the system work.
The MIT students get this. Again, Ani Vallabhaneni.
Key things about doing development through a market-based solution versus a aid-based solution is that we respond to the market, right? So if the consumers are not using our product, we change, because at the end of the day, if we don't have profits, we don't have a business.
And the students have already conquered business rule number two, get money to make money.
And you've already won $100,000, right?
We've won $100,000.
Balabanini says he hopes the Innovation Prize will prime the pump for other investor funding for his startup. For now, the MIT students say they plan on building up their sanitation business in Kenya for the next 12 to 18 months. If it works, they hope to expand Sanergy throughout sub-Saharan Africa and India. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.
You can find all of this week's Toilet Tales at theworld.org. You can also join our online conversation about the global sanitation crisis. Check out our science forum with ecological sanitation expert Arno Rosmarin. Just go to theworld.org/science. This is PRI, Public Radio International.